All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, free agency in the National Football League is set to begin very soon. And one guy that I am zeroing in on right now is defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul. Now, JPP has spent the first 7 years of his NFL career with the New York Giants. And in those 7 seasons, JPP has amassed 50 sacks. His best seasons came in 2011 when he had 16 and a half sacks for the Giants as he helped them win the Super Bowl championship. And then a 2014 season where he had 12 and a half sacks. Now, following the 2014 season, the Giants had a 5-year, $60 million deal on the table for Jason Pierre-Paul, and he did not want to sign it, and he really hurt himself, no pun intended, by not doing that. As we saw what happened on the 4th of July in 2015, where there was a fireworks incident which led to JPP losing parts of 2 fingers, and that really changed things for him. He came back and played in 8 games for the Giants in 2015, and he was only able to record 1 sack. This season, in 12 games, he did have 7 sacks, but his season was cut short as he underwent surgery. And it's a situation for the Giants. I'm sure that the Giants want to have Jason Pierre-Paul back, but it's a situation, are they going to break the bank to do it? Absolutely not. I mean, time and time again, this guy has shown that he can't be trusted. And I mean, of course, with that fireworks incident, I don't see the Giants nor any other team that's going to be willing to give this guy $10, $12, $13 million per season to go out there and play. Now, JPP is a talented player, but at the same time, he has shown lapses throughout his career. When he's motivated, he's one of the better pass rushers in the National Football League. We saw that in 2011 when he had 16 and a half sacks for the Giants, and a lot of that was due to the fact that there was an issue with OC Umenyora coming into the season, and Pierre-Paul was put in the starting lineup, and he really wanted to show that he could be a force. And then you go back to the 2014 season where JPP was playing for a contract, and he came out and had 12 and a half sacks. But in the 2012 season, Pierre-Paul only had 6.5 sacks. In the 2013 season, he only had 2. So it's a situation. He's like the stock market. He's up and he's down. Now, if the Giants do allow Jason Pierre-Paul to walk, the only 2 teams that do make sense for him are actually in the NFC East, and I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. Both of these teams need edge rushers, and I guarantee you a guy like Jason Pierre-Paul would definitely be motivated if the Giants were allowing him or would allow him to walk out of the door. It's going to be a very interesting situation between Jerry Reese, the general manager of the Giants, and Pierre-Paul, and the reason is this. The Giants have been put in a bind due to JPP, and there's no way to get around that. This guy has played on consecutive 1-year deals, and he's seeking a long-term deal. I don't see the Giants going more than 3 years with this guy. I think they'll give him 3 years. I'm sure, you know, there's going to be some guaranteed money in there, but there'll definitely be some incentive, a ton of incentives, rather, in that contract. This guy is 28 years old. He just turned 28 on New Year's Day, and he's in the prime of his career. But like I said, how much can you trust him? Now, JPP was a big part of the Giants' defense this past season until he got hurt, and that could be enticing to have him come back and stay in New York with Big Blue. You look at that defensive line with the likes of Olivier Vernon and, of course, Snacks Harrison, and then you look at that secondary that the Giants had this past season, and the Giants, more than likely, even if they sign JPP or not, I still expect them to go out there and try to get another defensive end early, as you can never have enough pass rushers in the National Football League. JPP might reach high in, as far as seeking a new deal, but at the same time, he's got to be realistic. I don't see the Giants going further than 3 years, $30 million. And of that $30 million, a lot of that is going to be incentive laden. So it's just going to be up to him. He has to accept the reality of what it is. And once that happened, his life and NFL career were never going to be the same. And he has to accept that. I mean, he had a golden opportunity in front of him a few years ago to be a very rich man. And those opportunities don't come around the bend every single day. So it's reality check time for JPP right now. And it's going to be interesting to see what he does, because I think the Giants are going to give him a fair deal. But it's going to be very interesting to see what he does and what he is willing to accept in free agency. So that's going to do it, folks. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge .com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.